It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication leads to complications.
Welcome to Poor News Network, PNN. Published weekly, experienced daily. This is Joe, poverty scholar, in residence. I'm in studio with my sister, poverty scholar and daughter of D, Tiny. Today's show is part two of our Displaced People's special broadcast, including our first Ellis Act alert and Displaced But Not Silent, as well as PNN TV. Report from the powerful Oakland March for Renisha McBride. But first, the truth behind the headlines with Tiny.
It's a state of emergency. 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 It's a state of emergency.
Last week, a young white tech industry millionaire colonizer carpetbagger Greg Gottman, who moved to San Francisco in 2011, displacing poor peoples with his very presence, used Middle Passage language when he spoke of us po' folks, claiming that we were the lower part of society, like trash, and need to understand our privilege that to be in close proximity to civilized society was, in fact, a privilege, and therefore we should beg coyly and sell trinkets like in other cosmopolitan cities that he has traveled to and colonized. In response, this poverty scholar has created a line of trinkets I call trinkets for condos. Each trinket would be equal or more value to a condo that they are living in and displacing us, and would be offered to each tech millionaire who doesn't want to see us poor people on the street. In the same week, Mary, 68 years old, John Gomez, 75, Solo Rooney, 15, and Little Bob, 6 months old, received Ellis Act eviction notices to move from their homes and communities of origin for centuries, for generations. We will hear from one of the hundreds of people being actively displaced from so many of these colonizers later in the segment. In Oakland last week, a 13-year young child was left brain dead after routine surgery. The family is being pressured by Children's Hospital of Oakland to take her off life support. This horrible situation happens to poor people so often, most of the time, no one is watching. Prayers and strength to the family as they fight for justice. As reported previously on Poor News Network, the color of gentrification is green and filled with hypocrisy as the recycling centers at Safeway are being shut down, leaving poor workers like us who are truly just trying to survive and keep Mama Earth green nowhere to redeem our CRV. We ask listeners to sign the petition on movein.org, Save San Francisco Recycling Centers. For more information on this struggle and resistance, call the Coalition on Homelessness, 415-346-3740. Stay awake. And finally, due to deep and deadly budget genocide, as we say at Poor Magazine, and politrickster moves, and the ongoing attack on the backs of us poor peoples, Homeless Youth Alliance, which provides essential services to houseless youth in San Francisco, is set to close its doors on Christmas Day. Listeners can also find a petition to keep its doors open online at moveon.org. so that we can present it to Supervisor London Breed and have her speak up for us poor peoples.
It's a state of emergency. 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 It's a state of emergency.
I need brains.
Starbucks where the skate rink stood. It's a fixture,
it does no good.
I know.
Kill a hipster.
Save your hood!
This is Brother Y, your man with the plan to disrupt the plans of the man, and we are PNN, the gears of the machine. Today's theme, American ethnic cleansing San Francisco style. An unprecedented number of people of color are under attack from arrest and prosecution, myself being arrested an unprecedented three times for allegedly selling marijuana brownies. In the past 20 years, nobody in San Francisco has been arrested or prosecuted in San Francisco for pot brownies. But apparently the only people police are willing to arrest for this alleged offense are people of color. An unusual number of people, particularly families of color, are being evicted and their domiciles being reoccupied by yuppies and hipsters. The African and Native Americas diasporas are not events that once occurred. They continue in the present. And then they are subjugated to the sit and law line. Mayor Edley continues to woo the tech industry in hopes of making this the new Silicon Valley, while local residents continue to scramble for services that were once prevalent, such as food stamps and general assistance. One factor that has not apparently been added to the equation is that poor people are almost never the intended victims of terrorism. Driving us out may very well be the factor that seals their own fate. In an added footnote, I must say that again recently I was arrested 2 weekends in a row, both for allegedly violating stay-away orders and the added charges once again of allegedly selling pot brownies. The only real case they have against me is a case of sour grapes. This has been Brother Y, and I am out.
You just heard Brother Y, poverty scholar in residence at People's School. The proceeding was his graduate presentation for People's School's Revolutionary Radio class.
On one cold, frosty morning, the ground was covered with snow. Well, I met a million of people who didn't have no place to go.
As part of our Displaced People Speak series, we as poor and displaced peoples, being hated and endlessly berated, have our own voices, and we can speak for ourselves. Up next is an interview with Benito Santiago, resident of his humble apartment since 1977, bringing drum and ritmo to Manila Town and bringing his spirit to young people all over, as well as elders. He now joins thousands of folks currently facing eviction due to the landlord-created state law called the Ellis Act. Tony Robles, co-editor of Poor Magazine, son of Manila Town, created what he is calling the Ellis Act Alert, referencing the often reported Amber Alert, because these evictions are a crisis for our peoples, our communities, our elders. We're blessed to have powerful rhythm carrier and teacher Benito Santiago, son of Manila Town, and many more on the phone with us. Benito, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Tiny.
All right. Sorry to have you on for this reason, but can you tell listeners what's going on with you and this ridiculous Ellis Act and the threat of your housing for the last several decades?
Yes. I've been at 151 DuBois and Guerrero in Valencia since 1977 and just got notice, a pre-eviction notice of negotiating to get out by January 31st. If not, then they'll go ahead with the Ellis Act papers, which I declined, so I'm expecting the final actual notice of eviction. I guess any day they send my check back to me. They wouldn't receive my rent check, the new owners, so I sent it back to them to clarify that that's me.
Well, so, and can you tell listeners, for you, are you paying a reasonable rent there?
Yeah, the rent that I'm paying is about like my paycheck.
Right.
I get paid twice a month. It's a rent control. It's a one bedroom that goes for approximate $600.
And where would you go if you got evicted?
I don't know. Right off bat, what I'm making and what I understand the rent for the same bedroom, one bedroom apartment, is anywhere like $1,000, $1,300 plus.
Not to mention the fact that there aren't any, there's a housing shortage. Can you tell listeners what you do for a living?
I'm a San Francisco Unified School Special Ed 10 paraprofessional working with children with special needs from pre-K all the way up to age 22. And I'm here right now at Philip Saliburton High School.
So this ridiculous gentrification is hitting our communities, our peoples, our teachers. They're so important to any city. And you being somebody who brings your rhythm and your spirit and your love to elders and children all over, it's just unacceptable. Do you have a lawyer? Are you getting one?
Right now, I don't. Your husband, Tony, suggested a lawyer that helped a person on Castro. I got some feedback from him to not be bullied into getting out, like 1 month.
We'll be standing with you.
And I appreciate that.
It won't happen. Okay. Keep up this fight, Renito, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
On one cold, frosty morning, the ground was covered with snow. On one cold, frosty morning, the ground was covered with snow.
To read Tony's ongoing Ellis Act alerts, go online to www.poormagazine.org, magazine. Killed for asking for help while black. Last Saturday, Poor Magazine reported and supported on a beautiful march for 19-year-young Renisha McBride, killed in Detroit for asking for help. The following are PNN TV interviews with Mama Scala Shekat and Linda Grant, who organized this march.
We're here today at Rainbow Park in Deep East with the powerful Mama Linda. Can you tell us what's going on today?
Yeah, today we're going to be out here in East Oakland educating and letting people know about the murder and the racist murder of Renisha McBride in Detroit that happened on November 2nd. The reason why we're doing this is because I think it's important that we speak out against racist murders wherever they are. And so to me, it reminded me of Trayvon Martin, only a woman.
We are here with the powerful Mama Shekat. Can you tell us what we're doing today?
We are here today because Oakland is standing in solidarity with Detroit and in honor of Renisha McBride, who was brutally executed for asking for help. Sis had a car accident and did what anybody would do. Knocked on what she thought was a fellow American's door, and she was shot in the face. She was shot in the face for asking for help. It took 2 weeks for the pigs to arrest that man, and probably would not have been arrested had there not been massive demonstrations and protests across the country demanding that he be arrested. And what we have to do is keep the energy on this struggle and keep Renisha's memory alive so that we don't have another Zimmerman outcome where he is released free. Because what we continue to do is say, it's okay to kill Africans. Nothing's going to happen to you. You're right, they're scary. You're right, they're criminals. You're right, there's a reason for you to be afraid when a black person knocks on your door. But had that been a blonde-haired, blue-eyed little girl without a car accident, he probably would have taken her in his house, given her some coffee, called the police, made sure he did everything he needed to do to make sure that she was all right. But because it was an African, she was murdered. And we have to start to say no more dead Africans.
How do you see this connected, or do you, to the police murders that happen so much to our young black and brown folks?
There's a lot of connections around that. First of all black life matters, right? Uh-huh. It doesn't matter who you are, how you were killed, if you were murdered by the pigs, or you were murdered by that coward, Theodore Wafer, in Detroit. All black life matters. But the bigger connecting dot around that is the reason why they keep getting away with executing us is because of how we are valued in this country. The media messages that are put out about what our lives are worth, and that's shown everywhere. It's shown in the kind of neighborhoods that we're sequestered in. It's shown in the kind of education that they give us. It's showing in the differentiation between laws of what we go to jail for and other people go to jail for again and again and again. It's like if you're told something enough, you believe it. And this country and countries across the world are told over and over again these lies about who African people are.
To see the complete PNN TV interviews with organizers Linda Grant and Shekat, go to www.poormagazine.tv.
Finally, this week, Spiritual Walkers of the Longest Walk 4 come to town on December 21st. They need donations and rooms to stay in for Friday and Saturday to continue their powerful journey back to Alcatraz that began in 1978. For more information on how to donate space or money to the walkers, email Karina Gold at shellmoundwalk@yahoo.com. That's shellmoundwalk@yahoo.com, or go online to www.returntoyourhometown.org. to alcatraz.com.
It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication leads to complications.
So that's all for this segment of Poor News Network. Thanks to Andre Soto and Anthony Fest for this radio access. And thanks to all you listeners for staying conscious. Always, Ajeo, brother, father, hero, Nelson Mandela.